Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we're playing round two of a game we're calling Fact or Myth with Casino.org journalist Corey Levitin. Play along in this celebrity edition of Myth Busting, where co-host Vogue Robinson and I are asked all sorts of questions like, did Celine Dion really fly in on a helicopter for her residency to Caesars? And did Frank Sinatra get sucker punched once by a casino executive? How will you do on the quiz? It's Wednesday, July 19th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Corey Levitin, welcome to CityCast Las Vegas.
Hi, guys. It's great to be back.
And, you know, as last time, we also have our co-host, Vogue Robinson, who's going to go head-to-head with me in trying to guess which of these are going to be fact and which of these are going to be myth. So, hey, Vogue, welcome back.
Hello, hello. Let's do this.
Now, you are the reigning champ, Vogue, to my humiliation as a lifelong Las Vegan. I got it from my friends that I did not win the Fact or Myth competition. So, Corey, bring us all up to date. We're going to do a special, celebrity edition? And how does this game work?
Well, I'm going to just tell you some stories, just briefly, like a headline, and you're going to tell me whether it's a fact or a myth. And let's start right in with this guy's probably tied with Elvis as being at the top in terms of legendary Las Vegas status. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I was going to go with Barry Manilow.
Blue Eyes.
Well, Barry's going to break Elvis's record soon, but I don't.
But
think
we're on Blue Eyes.
Yeah, we're on Old Blue Eyes.
Okay.
Old Blue Eyes got punched out by the VP of the Sands in 1967. Fact. Or myth?
Oh, wow.
Wow, we just jumped right into it. A brawling...
I was like, you're starting with... You choose violence, Corey.
You start with violence, which, you know, is in the headlines. There's been lots of violence going on in casinos, but it didn't come out of nowhere. What do you think, Vogue?
I think it's a myth.
Why?
I feel like, I don't know, he performs so much in this city to be fully, knocked out. I don't know. You can't touch the talent. You can't do it. It might have been somebody else, but not the manager.
See, so Frank Sinatra, notoriously a small guy, but who, you know, slugged above his weight, as it were. And he was also known to not back down in situations. Though I think the Sands would really not want to piss him off because he was probably bringing a lot of money. Oh, man. I'm wondering if that was Jack and Trotter, because I know he was there. I'm going to say myth, too. They're not going to punch their golden goose in the beak. So I'm going to say myth.
Guys, you're both wrong. It's a fact.
What?
Frank was furious at having his credit line cut off by the new owner, Howard Hughes. He hurled a stream of obscenities at Sands VP Carl Cohen, including an anti-Semitic slur, as well as a chair. Ooh. He threw a chair at him, too. But it's a myth that Cohen punched out two of Sinatra's teeth. Sinatra's personal dentist said it only dislodged the caps glued onto them. Sinatra was allowed to leave the casino, and that same day he entered into a 3-year contract with Caesars. He never stepped foot in the Sands again.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
So I was right. It did kind of tweak their star, but
it was Howard
Hughes.
Wrong. He didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. See, if that would have been in there. Because I don't know who owns what.
Well, I can't make them Hughes. Too detailed, because then you'll...
Right.
I'll
if you would have said Howard Hughes that it's punched Frank Sinatra, I'd be like, why not?
Well, I knew it
why
wasn't
not?
Jack and Trotter, but okay. All right. So we're off to a rousing start, Vogue. We're overthinking into a 0-0 situation.
All right.
What's next up, Corey?
Number two, the celebrity edition. You could rent the Hangover Suite at Caesar's Palace. Fact or myth?
I'm going to go first this time, Vogue. I think that's fact. The casino is always going to exploit. I know they have the Rain Man suite that was prominently featured.
Aww.
I bet you could do the Hangover suite too.
Oh, okay. I think it's hooey. I think it's a myth.
Vogue, you've pulled out in front. There is no hangover suite.
Yes,
it was a sound stage in Burbank. They modeled it after two of the resort's Forum Tower suites, one of which you just mentioned, Rain Man, but there is no hangover suite, although you can find some third-party VIP companies that are bogus. They sell it to the people thinking mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's where, you know, that's no, the fine line between fact and truth.
There is no hangover suite at Caesars.
But there is a Rain Man suite. Did I get that right?
There is a Rain Man suite. So Vogue pulls out
ahead. I know
too
much. That's my problem. That's why I'm going to go down in flames. So bravo, Vogue. Bravo.
Uh-huh. Look, David, every time I want to defend you, you start talking mess. And I was going to be like, you know, David always says that the hangover could have been made in any city. And so look at you, David. Look at you. You're destroying your own good scores.
I know.
So
I just need to listen to my own gut.
Prepare for defeat.
All right, Corey. We're into this now.
Okay, let's see. Nirvana performed in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh. That's such a straightforward. Okay, I'm all grunge, Kurt Cobain in Vegas. I mean, why not? I'm going to go with myth.
All right. David's going to catch up to Vogue here. Nirvana did, in fact, open for Sonic Youth at Calamity Jane's on Boulder Highway, and I say that's a truth.
You got it. You guys are tied. All right.
Nice.
Cred. That's my punk rock cred right there.
I'm sad because I feel like I've probably heard this story in a previous punk rock conversation, but I don't know. The way you asked it, Corey, I was like, maybe like Kurt Cobain died like right before and they had a show scheduled and they just didn't make it.
Well, that's true too, Vogue. They were supposed to be the headliner of Lollapalooza the year that Lollapalooza debuted its tour at Sam Boyd Stadium, but sadly because of suicide, they did not make it.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
David is correct that he does know too much.
I do know too much. I know 500 people who say that they were at that Nirvana show of a place that had about 250 capacity, so... Yeah.
All right. You're not going to need your punk rock cred for this.
All right.
Yay.
Celine Dion helicoptered back and forth from her home in Lake Las Vegas to her gig at Caesar's Palace. Fact or myth?
Just going to say, number one, great shows. Great shows.
I think this one was a fact. I feel like she got some flack for it. I feel like it was a fact. I can't remember, though.
So we're
just going to roll with it.
I think there was fact flack as well. It does make sense. She was definitely rested and able to just hit all those notes. I'm going to go with Vogue on this one. Fact, Celine Dion's helicopter in.
Well, you guys are both the victims of a Newsweek article.
Crap.
That stated that she was supposed to helicopter back and forth, but the Lake Las Vegas Homeowners Association objected and they put an end to it. But actually, it was never even remotely true because Caesar's Palace has never had a helipad. I checked it out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look at you doing real research.
This is the only thing I do now. All right, you're still tied, you guys. 1-1.
Any blank space can be a helipad if you dream it.
The fountains could be a helipad, and then Shecky Green can come out of nowhere and say, "Give me some hot wax." All right.
Flat. I landed. That's good. I'm glad Celine was not wasting gas.
So how'd she get there? She just walk or she hitchhiked? Do you know, Corey, how she got to the shows?
She took a private vehicle like a grown-up.
Yeah, she had a chauffeur. It was a 25-minute drive.
All right. Halfway through, we suck. You rule. The score is tied. We got two more to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number five, Corey, what we got?
Buddy Hackett, old school Vegas comedian, had a 1968 contract with the Tropicana. Okay. Now, fact or myth, it stipulated that he could get oral sex with any showgirl he wanted before and after his set.
Oh, well, we're going to label that misogyny.
Yep.
And
we're going to label that 1960s.
I hope. You guys. Oh, in a contract?
I think now is too late a time to say, if you've got children in the car listening to this podcast, don't tell them what any of this means.
I need it to be a myth. You can't put that in a contract. And maybe it was an oral. Oh, no.
Oral contract.
Oral agreement.
Yeah. I'm glad you went there and not the lawyer, because that was just low-hanging fruit for me.
Jesus.
Well, I should probably abstain from this particular round, because as a ardent reader of Corey Levitan's Vegas myth-busting column,
AKA cheating,
which we will link in our show notes, I know that this is, in fact, a myth, and that Corey did deep dive research into figuring out how that came about as a myth and debunking it. So myth, myth, myth.
Well, yeah, you're both right again, and we're still stuck at 1-1, and I've only got one question left.
That's okay.
And we've had 27 questions, and we only have one right answer each.
That's okay.
Oh, no, we're 2-2. We're 2-2.
We're something. We're doing it.
Because we both got that one right.
If you, oh, yeah, 2-2. Right. If you guys get this one, both get this one correct, then you have to have me back on for a tiebreaker. That's how I'll use this. Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll, occasionally stayed at 2520 Castle Sands Way, known as the Elvis House.
I feel like he just stayed wherever he fell asleep at. I mean, why else would they call it the Elvis House, though? Fact.
All right, here I am again, not wanting to prolong the agony of a trivia contest.
No. Don't have a cop-out. What's your answer?
I don't want a tie. Tie's no good. And I actually have...
Ties are fine.
No,
ties are fine.
Yeah.
You're going to later, if you're said in a England, different answer.
If you're playing soccer...
Exactly. That's right. Football.
Ugh, but this is America, baby.
Annoying.
Here's my logic, and I'm going to go with myth. I've never heard of the Elvis House. The only thing I've ever heard of as the Elvis House was the mansion that was on my street, which was also not the Elvis House. He never stayed there. It's a whole thing. It was called Heartland and all this other stuff, but it's gone now. Someone leveled it. So I'm going to say it's a myth that there is no Elvis House in Las Vegas. Otherwise, people would be clamoring all over it.
David, congratulations on your first win.
Oh, thank God.
Kurt Kerkorian actually owned that house as well as the International Hotel. He offered it to Elvis, but Elvis never even toured it. As soon as he saw the International Penthouse, his decision was made. He didn't want to stay anywhere else.
Why would you? And then our nimble-fingered producer has informed us that that location is over there on Eastern and Twain. So not terribly far from what's now known as the Westgate, which is where Elvis set the record. But the record's about to fall for most performances as, I guess, a resident.
Yeah.
Who's going to beat the
Barry.
The record?
Copacabana Man.
Barry Manilow.
The man who sings the song, I write the songs that make the whole world sing, but did not write the song,
Bruce,
I write
Bruce
the songs
Justin
that make the whole world sing. FYI.
Okay.
I love that. That's like my favorite roundabout trivia. One of the Beach Boys wrote it, but like a lesser Beach Boy. It's a whole nother topic, y'all.
I think it's a myth that Bruce Johnston is a Beach Boy.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, boy. All right. Well, that was vengeance for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Soft boy vengeance.
I've reestablished.
You only picked your answer because of my answer.
No, I had a logic behind it. I didn't want people to think I just was a contrarian. I actually had a logic behind it. Oh, my gosh. Well, these were all excellent myths, Corey.
Thank you.
I am so glad that Celebrity Edition of Factor Myth came to CityCast Las Vegas. And we have talked before about the ingredients that go into a good myth. You've said, Corey, that it's just got to have a grain of truth in it. And that's what messed both of us up this time, that's for sure. So, hey, let's just to close this one out, let's get a little creative ourselves. Y'all, if we're going to make up a perfect Las Vegas myth, what would it be and why?
It's actually pretty dangerous because it's a pretty tempting myth to believe. And I got this from listening to your podcast on lithium mining in Nevada today. And notice how I said Nevada?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so Elon Musk is drilling the Hyperloop as a ruse to cover up an unlicensed lithium mining operation. I think this has legs.
Oh, that's so good!
Because he needs the lithium.
He needs lithium
for his solar panels.
Elon needs lithium
for his Teslas. And when you think about it, what the hell? What the? He's certainly not building what he promised to build. Do you remember
we've gone over that.
The pneumatic tube, 200 people at a time, going 200 miles an hour. Now it's like it's just a tunnel for one Tesla at a time going 35 miles.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? That's not going to solve any problems.
It's an underground Uber.
You know, that pace even, I'm like, you know, I don't know how lithium works, but I mean, like, yeah, drive your lithium in slow in one vehicle.
He needs cheap. Yeah. He needs cheap. To free
this
lithium.
Is like Shawshank. They're like, you know, undoing the cuffs of their pants. We see all these videos of the drill going down, but we don't see what comes up. We don't see what comes up.
Oh, my God.
Corey, yours is perfect.
That's excellent.
How are we going to top that, folks?
I can't, because mine was also Elon tunnels, but it was going to be for drug smuggling. As I was going through the airport recently, I was remembering how, like, back in the day, pre-9/11, like, that people said that flight attendants would smuggle drugs in their suitcases because their suitcases don't get checked. And I was like, okay, well, we need drug smuggling and we need eccentricity. Elon uses the tunnels for drugs. Like, that's as good as it gets. I'm sorry that my imagination is not more.
All right, that's some Better Call Saul stuff going on.
Solid.
David, what's your myth?
So my myth was inspired by CityCast Las Vegas newsletter editor Scott Dickensheets.
Yay.
Oh, snaps.
Who posted out on the social medias there that his granddaughter was curious, whose eye is that on the instantly iconic MSG sphere, the one that's capturing everyone's attention that just like creepily blinks and stares at people? And my myth is it's because it's on the property behind the Venetian Hotel.
Sheldon and Adelson. Things,
that it's Sheldon Adelson's eyeball. That Sheldon Adelson, the departed... casino mogul
has his eye
still on Las Vegas. It's terrifying, but it's also quite amusing.
That's great.
So yeah, so that's the myth, is that that's the eye that they use, that before he passed, because this project's been going on for a while, they did the renderings of Sheldon's eye, and now we've got him forever.
So now, boy, henceforth we will call it the Adelson eye.
The Adelson eye.
Idelson.
All right. Well, I as they say on a another show, if any of these things come true, we'll revisit them here on CityCast Las Vegas. Oh, no, man. That was so much fun. Hey, Corey, you keep busting those friggin' myths, because there are so many in our city. And sometimes they're dangerous. You know, if we sort of distort our history in certain ways and we try to build off of things that aren't even true, that spells nothing but disaster. And so I think you're not only doing something very entertaining, I think you're doing the Lord's work, my friend. Corey and Vogue, thanks so much for being on CityCast Las Vegas today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
To read more of Corey's myth-busting articles, head on over to VegasMythsBusted.com. And before you go, a few things you should know. Channel 8 News is reporting that the LVMPD is firing up the investigation into the notorious unsolved murder of rapper and poet Tupac Shakur. Killed in 1996 near the Las Vegas Strip, a house in Henderson has now been searched by police in connection with the cold case. This is a developing story. Also, water officials are cracking down on residential overuse. Some 60,000 people were fined between January and June, some more than once. And while some of the 11% drop in water use during that same period was due to our cool, damp weather, the Las Vegas Water District insists that some of it did result from the fines, especially among the higher users. Lastly, after our most recent Friday News Roundup, one of the listeners called in to share their thoughts about Californians in Vegas. Here's what this former Californian had to say.
And I don't understand the aggression towards folks from other states. We are supposed to be the United States of America. It shouldn't matter where people come from. Let's just all remember that we're human beings.
If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, You can always call us at 702-514-0719. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. So here's our challenge for you. Everyone has a group chat, so why don't you send this episode to yours and see which of you scores the highest on the quiz. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care. I'm just going to say this right now. Never mind. I'll save my thoughts about...
I'm losing again,
and I'm just trying to justify my existence on Earth. But okay, let's keep going. Let's see what happens.